The homeless are still homeless. The poor are still poor. Yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism. What about the quiet racism? Dividing among ourselves. Somebody's crying for help. Heaven is listening.
Listening.
Heaven is watching.
Watching.
Heaven knows. They may not play this on the radio, 'cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. They'd rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, 'cause God ain't through with us yet.
My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, July the 6th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the tranquil, peaceful, orderly, boundless, barrierless, waters of noon, through obedience to the universe, obedience to the principles, characteristics, and attributes of life, living, and existing. We are moving now to the sign, zodiac sign of Cancer. This is the fourth house. When you take a clock and turn that clock facing south, you looking north facing the clock, okay? You are looking north. The clock is facing you, facing south. Take the hands and move them counterclockwise to in order to understand what I'm saying, which would match the movement of the sun, okay? If you face north, the sun is coming from your right side above your head over to your left side, settling down in the west, coming back east over your right side, going towards the west over your head to your left side. So your right side would be east, your left side would be west. You are facing north. The clock is facing south. So as the sun comes up to Pisces, to Aries, excuse me. Let me see now. The sun comes up to Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Aquarius and Pisces are water signs. Water signs. That gets you to the equator. That gets you to what would be on the clock 3:15. 3:15, the equator. And let me write down the name of Marty Leeds. Marty Leeds, a wonderful Caucasian brother, a wonderful teacher of the zodiac, helping me to understand better the zodiac. He was saying that as the sun comes to the equator at 3:15, that's the 33rd degree. 3:15 is the number 3 and the number 3, right? You have both hands on 3, second hand and the first hand, all on 3. So that's 2 threes. That's 33rd degree. That's 3:15. What does this tell us about the 33rd degree? At this point, the sun is to catapult into Aries and be born as Aries. You have the signs of the ram. You have the signs of the ram and the lamb. And the lamb resurrected, and the Lamb of God slain but resurrected, or born again, or reborn, or rebirthed again. And so the sun breaking the equator as Aries represents our birth, represents that power of the lamb that was slain. Israel, the El, is associated with the ram, and the L is associated with perseverance and strength. The ram perseveres. The ram is strong. And so this attribute, slain but now resurrected, all of this understood through the sun breaking the equator, passing over the 33rd degree, passing over the 3:15 position. So the Masonic order, they stop at 33 degrees. They are supposed to use 360 degrees of knowledge, bringing us from 1 and 2 and 5 and 10 and 20 and 25 degrees up into 33 degrees in order to catapult us into our birth reality above our equator. Our physical equator is our navel, our waistline. All below the equator has to do with stomach, has to do with passions and desires. So the sun going down into Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces is dealing with all of those attributes that have to do with passions. Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. Because the sun must go down and deal with the duat, deal with the underworld, and deal with those attributes and characteristics that can take us down. Now the sun is birthed and reborn in Aries, having conquered all of the underworld, having conquered all of our under passions, under desires, stomach, passions of anything, desire of anything that can take us out. The system will use our passions and desires to take us down, take us out. Maybe we want to be famous. Maybe we want to be have a fortune. Maybe we want to be known as a singer on the radio, a football player, whatever we want. If we only want a 9-to-5 job, the system has that for us and will use our passions to take us out from the revolution, to keep us quiet, to keep us in a position of frozen. So if you stay of freezing, if you stay at 33 degrees, you're not able to totally come out from the frozen position. 33 degrees, you're coming out of freezing, you're thawing out. If you stop at 33, undevelopment, still in the frozen stage. And all of us have been made to cease movement at the 33rd degree, so we are frozen. But the sun is birthed in Aries, moves into Taurus, moves into Gemini. And now we are going to deal with Cancer. Let me find my place, sisters and brothers. Gotta find my place again. Sagittarius. Okay. Cancer, here we go. Cancer, the sun from June the 22nd to July the 22nd is in the zodiac sign of Cancer. This is your time of summer solstice. Summer solstice in Egypt was the time of the flooding of the Nile, the time of reading and understanding the Sirius star system, understanding that as the Sirius star began to be visible again, juxtaposed to Orion and the three stars in Orion's belt, the three stars representing the three kings that you get in Bible, that you get in your Christ Mass songs. Star in the east is the Sirius star, the eastern star. The women in the Masonic order, they are a part of the eastern star, but their five-pointed star is upside down. The Africans had the five-pointed star right side up to get us to understand that a birth is coming. The birth of the sun on its celestial cross, being born again, birthed again. The flooding of the Nile, the Sirius star warning of the flooding of the Nile. And so the sisters and the brothers would retreat to the high ground, the waters of noon, the Nile representing the waters of noon coming to flood earth and bring life and bring sustenance, water, the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm in human vernacular. All of this symbolism going on in the summer solstice and the period of time between June the 22nd and July the 22nd, the crab, I'm going to be doing some deep study on the zodiac to understand more about the symbols. But the physical symbol is the crab. The sign, zodiac sign, is Cancer. This is the sign of the prophet or the teacher. I was thinking on prophets and priests. And what is the role of the prophet? What is the role of the priest? And why is Yahushua the priest, the prophet, and the king all at one time, teaching you and me of ourselves? Well, the priest maintains order. When you look at the high priest, Aaron, in the Old Testament, and when he was with Moses, he maintained the order that Moses laid down. But when Moses was absent, then the people rebelled, and Aaron the high priest only maintained the new order. But when Moses got back, Aaron the high priest went back to maintaining the order that Moses laid down. What are we looking at here? See, the prophet destroys an order that is out of order, disorder, turbulent, chaotic. See, we're back to the waters of Noon. We're back to Ptah. We're back to Atum. The prophet, like Moses and like you and me, we have the ability to tap into that prophetic reality of the universe. The prophet tears up that which is out of order. The prophet wants to restore the order of the Almighty and restore the order of the universe. See, these human characters symbolize the process, the scientific process of creation, and how going from peace, order, and tranquility, you move into chaos, disorder, and that which is opposite of tranquil, turbulent. Disorder, chaos, and turbulence, and how the elements of the universe must now be organized by Atum, the fire solar energy, to come back to order, back to tranquility, back to peace. So the prophet tears up slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. These are out of order. These are abnormal to the universe. The universe, the earth is 4.5 billion years old. How old is the universe? The universe does not like disorder, turbulence, and chaos. So slavery, colonialism, and exploitation represent disorder, chaos, and turbulence. And the prophet in you and the prophet in me tears up that disorder, tears up that chaos, tears up that turbulence, tears up that sinful, corrupt, despotic system in order to bring to order all that has been out of order, in order to bring order out of chaos and turbulence and bring us back to peace and tranquility and truth and justice and righteousness and order. The priest then comes behind the prophet to maintain the order that has been established. So you and I, and so Yahushua is the prophet, the priest, and the king. The prophet who tears up Rome. Every prophecy that Yahushua prophesied against the Roman Empire came true. That system fell to the ground. That whole structure, all the way down to the high priests and the scribes and the Pharisees and the Herodians, was absolutely destroyed. The universe confirmed Yahushua's preaching, Yahushua's teaching, Yahushua's prophecies, and that system was absolutely destroyed. Miriam, Yahushua's mother, Miriam means rebellion. Miriam prophesied against Rome. See, we don't understand the prophet. We don't understand what the prophet comes to do. The prophet comes to tear up and prophesy against that which is wicked, that which is deplorable, that which is sinful, that which is destructive, and at the same time lift up the masses of the people. The masses are the multitudes, the disorganized, unlearned, ignorant masses who need what? A teacher. So this sign of Cancer is prophet or teacher. The prophet, the individual must be a prophet and a teacher. Yahushua, prophet, teacher, king, the ruler of righteousness, the ruler in truth, in justice, in righteousness, the prophet tearing up everything that is not according to the universal laws of living and existing. And the teacher who teaches the masses of the people to raise the people up into the Christ consciousness, the mind of Christ, that we may, like the atom of life, work as the nuclei, neutron, proton, proton, Y chromosome, proton, the masculine, the father in the atom of life. The neutron is that word of the Almighty that is to take on life, take on human nature and the flesh of the universe. That is the nuclei or the blastula. Outside of the nuclei blastula, in the gastula, is the electron, the feminine, the mitochondria DNA, the X chromosome, the negative charge. The proton is the positive charge. Stop saying positive and negative like we used to, because to create energy for that neutron, which is the word of the Almighty, to create energy, you need a positive and a negative charge. Begin to say good and evil for that reality. But positive and negative charge are both needed. The positive is the father, the negative charge is the mother, and this working together in the atom of life brings life. So the teacher teaches life, teaches existing, teaches the science of existing and life to bring up the human being, to bring up the consciousness of the human being. Teaches us that which we never knew. Teaches us better into that which we think we know, but only partially know. And teaches us how to confirm that which we do know and go deeper into it. This is a cardinal sign, Cancer. A watery sign. And those waters are always the waters of noon. The four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. Spirit energy, wise, the water are the waters of noon. Peace, tranquility, orderly. And peaceful, see, peace, order, tranquility, everything together, boundless, no barriers, oneness. So this is a watery sign. And under Cancer, we have these characteristics. Tenacious. To be tenacious is to be firm, to be strong, continuing a long time, determined to do something, holding fast, keeping a firm hold, highly retentive. So we are retaining habits that are conducive to life. We want to be tenacious at the struggle for freedom. We want to be tenacious at this revolution and re-evolution and ra-evolution. We don't want to give up on the human being. We don't want to give up on each other. We don't want to give up on the universe. We don't want to give up on the Almighty. We don't want to give up on existing and living for all. Look at our leaders, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, who really took a stand against wickedness, sinfulness, and corruption in the system. Look at the abolitionist movement. Look at the woman's suffrage movement. Look at the anti-racism, anti-colonialism, anti-slavery, anti-exploitation movement. Look at the anti-war left movement. You are able right now to punch up those words and read about all manner of leaders, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, Christian, Hebrew, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, Muslim, communist, socialist, agnostic, Gnostic, even capitalist, all manner of leaders, black, brown, red, yellow, white, African, Asian, American, Central and South American, Mexican, New Zealand, Aborigine, leaders all over who would not give up on freedom, who would not give up on the masses of the people, who would not give up the struggle. That is how we must be. We cannot give up on each other. We must have patience. This is associated with cancer. To be patient, to be long-suffering, to be patient, not to give up immediately, but to see this thing right through to the end, to be sensitive. I'm reminded of the other zodiac. I think it was Gemini. To be under Mercury, under the sign Mercury, a nervous system. If you are a part of a nervous system, you are sensitive. See how the attributes of the various signs of the zodiac can be used together? If we are a nervous system, that means we are one body. And this is what is meant by Christ, one body, not able to separate the members of the Christ body from each other. Looking at the word overshadow again, looking at the word shadow, looking at the Holy Spirit exerting energy in order to facilitate the word of the Almighty to come through Christ to take on the human nature and the flesh of the universe, meaning, and this teaches us that light is there, air, fire, water, earth, air, fire, and water are being used to bring this life forward. But if there is light there, light casts a shadow. And the shadow is the image of the object that is casting the shadow because of the light of the sun or light shining on the object, casting the shadow, which is the image of the object that is casting the shadow, that is the image of the object because of the presence of light. Oh, sisters and brothers, the word shadow is a euphemism for Christ, and Christ is the image of the Almighty, and the shadow is the image of the Almighty, and every human being is the image of the Almighty. Adam, male and female in Genesis, is the image of the Almighty. Therefore, Adam was the first Christ, and Christ is the second Adam, and every human being are Adam and Christ as one image of the Almighty. Every human being, the whole of the universe, we are the image of the Almighty. We are that Christ fire reality. We are the image of the Almighty. We are the shadow of the Almighty. We are one. If we are one Christ body, the image of the Almighty, then we have one nervous system set up so that if one feels pain, we all feel pain because we are sensitive to each other, because we are one body of Christ, one image of the Almighty, one Christ as the image of the Almighty. This causes us to move into the next word associated with cancer, sympathetic. This causes us to be sympathetic to each other. I have sympathy for the Israeli boys that were kidnapped and killed. I have sympathy for the Palestinian young boy who was killed and burned alive. Taking the last break. See you on the other side of the break.